As in many parts of the state, so far 2012 has been a rough year for fishing on the Kenai Peninsula. Despite a healthy run of sockeye salmon to the Kenai River, king salmon fishing was shut down completely this week. As KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports, the slow season is beginning to take its toll, and not just on the sport fishermen.
This year has seen dramatically low returns of king salmon, not only to the Kenai River and others on the peninsula, but across the state. The recent closure of all king salmon sport fishing on the Kenai is something not seen in decades, says Kenai River Sport Fishing Association Executive Director Ricky Geese.
In the last 30 years, yes, this is unprecedented to have the in-river king salmon fishery closed down and the Eastside set net fishery closed down.
At approximately the halfway point of the season here, just a shade over 4,000 kinks have passed through sonar counters. The minimum escapement goal for 2012 is 17,800 fish. The problem of low abundance touches not just the sport fishing community, but commercial fisheries as well.
Right now, our crews are sitting on the beach and we're bleeding money.
That's Melissa Hall.
We have 13 people sitting on the beach doing nothing now. Feeding them. We've done every single home improvement project we can do on our camps, and we're trying to make the best of it. We have a very positive-minded crew, but, you know, every day they don't fish, they're not making money.
Melissa is an Eastside set netter. They've only been allowed to fish for 3 days this season despite healthy sockeye runs. She was gathered with other set netters along Kay Beach Road between Kenai and Soldotna in front of the Department of Fish and Game offices, where she says they met with fisheries managers for over an hour. Their big concern? Well, with so few kings in the river, they don't see why their fishery is still off limits.
One set of numbers don't match up with the next set of numbers, which don't match up with the next set. So it just leaves you feeling a little confused and a little disoriented on why we're not out there fishing, when really there's nothing to prove that we're doing more or less damage than any other fishing user group.
While the low abundance of kings is a primary concern to the fishing industry, Geese says that's just one part of the equation.
Definitely the economic ripples of this closure are going to be felt throughout the community. We have retail businesses, we have lodges, we have restaurants.
And those are just the immediate local effects.
This is a statewide phenomenon. Every major fishery where there's a harvest on king salmon has been affected the last few years, and especially this year we're seeing unprecedented closures across the whole state that's affecting subsistence, personal use, commercial and sport users.
I spoke with another set netter, Tim Osmar, who says the goal now is to go beyond the local offices of Fish and Game and push for policy changes among the State Board of Fisheries and the Governor's Office.
And they claim that they can't do anything about it, so we're hoping to make enough noise and get the Governor and the Commissioner of Fish and Game down here to realize what's going on with the, it's going to really be bad for the local economy if we get wiped off the map.
Geese says his organization will also be lobbying for the Board of Fisheries to take up the issue as soon as possible, adding that it is a statewide issue.
The fish come first, and you want to maintain that there's a healthy, at least meet the minimum escapement so you have sustainability for the future. But if there's a harvestable surplus, even though it may be small, how do you best extend opportunity on a social, recreational, economic basis for different user groups?
And though the problem of low king returns is statewide and affects multiple industries, the problem for people like Tim Osmar is simple.
We haven't made any money, and it looks like we're not going to.
From Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.
Governor Sean Parnell is holding a press conference tomorrow morning to address the issue of low salmon runs affecting Alaskans across the state.